second penalty knockout in Manchester Cup in two seasons. Strange one tonight, because I've been watching it from back of the goal, you don't get a great view. It seemed a lot of possession, but it just seemed flat and a bit final ball not there. And
the only real energy that I saw on that football pitch today was from a young lad who was making his first team debut.
Yeah, that was good.
And that speaks volumes, Steve.
Yeah.
That says to me that so-called first team players feel secure and happy, that no matter what happens, what results happen, that they'll be able to come on a Saturday, get paid for playing football. Not good enough. And I'll be dealing with it.
Do you think then, I'm glad you said that, because it sort of led into my question, which I was thinking, well, one or two lads who probably were thinking back in the day, it's a bit colder, Manchester Cup, not the biggest competition for us, I don't really want to be playing. I'm not saying that's the case, but
I've got the same view as you. That's as horrible as that.
Yeah.
That is to say, and if they haven't got the mentality every time they pull that shirt on, then I'll be dealing with it. Because there's no way I'm letting performances like that be associated with our football club, because it was lacklustre, lacked passion, lacked everything. I think exactly, I've just said it to him, exactly the same in there. You know, if that game's against Charlie and there's 2,000 people there, they don't play like that.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough.
Yeah.
I'm having it. Whenever they turn up to wear that shirt, 200, 300, whatever, however many fans he was there today, they've paid money to come and watch a football match, and they deserve to at least be given effort and commitment. Everybody has a bad game, but the lack of effort and lack of commitment was unacceptable.
Yeah. Did you mention the one bright? I was going to mention myself, Michael Brewster. Great debut, good goal. And like you say, he showed confidence in that he wasn't scared to try a pass. It didn't all come off, but that doesn't matter. He then got it again and tried again.
Yeah.
That's
what the great thing. You know, I said a while back about having a little bit more faith in youth when Ashley Mulholland and Lee Neville and Nelson Motta left the club. These are the lads that I'm looking at, the likes of your Michael Brewster, your Dean Hopes, John Pritchards, because they'll go on and they'll show the right kind of temperament and attitude. And I think a few of the players around about the first team squad need to start having a look at themselves sooner rather than later, because I won't be having team talks at the end of a game and feeling like I'm feeling now for too long.
Do you take other little things out of it, not performance wise, we discussed that, but things like 90 minutes for Andy Pearson, which is, I suppose, something he needed, Lewis Lacey coming on did okay minutes on the pitch. I suppose the little things you can take out of it, I suppose, but put them all together and it's a pretty poor big pitch, if you know what I mean, but at least you've got that to look at and say, well, you know that they're getting back to some sort of fitness potential.
Yeah, but they've got to perform. Okay, it can be the fittest
player
in the world. You've got to go out there and perform. I can count on two fingers. I feel a little bit sorry for Luke Ashworth, because I thought he manned up, but too many others. I mean, Dave Birch is that type of lad that, I've had to take him off because he'd have got sent off.
You could see there was frustration.
He's passionate and he doesn't like accepting mediocrity. Whereas, you've got to question the mentality of some of them, whether they do.
And I suppose looking towards Saturday as well, now, which we stood at Salford the other week watching that game, and they didn't play particularly well that day. But on Saturday, in front of that big crowd, and what it's like when we go down to Nantwich, they get their numbers coming out.
Yep.
They're going to be up for that game, and if anything like that on Saturday, you're coming back up the M6 without any points, aren't you, potentially?
Yeah, I've got to ask myself, on a game like tonight, how many players have played themselves into the starting lineup or even played themselves off the team sheet?
Yeah.
They'll be the questions that I've got in my head from now until Saturday.
Cheers,
Steve.
Cheers, Cal.